Hey, before I start the podcast, this was one of the episodes I thought this was the reason iTunes took my podcast down. So I had removed it when they removed my whole podcast from iTunes. But apparently everything's cool. Everything's all right. So I am re-uploading this. This is episode 40 of the Rain Man podcast. All right. Episode 40. Hello, everyone. Episode 40. Rain Man Podcast. What's going on? I have to start the podcast by saying you can now follow me on Twitter at the Rain Man Pod. Okay? No more Let's Go 5-5. I know it sucked. No. And I'm going to sit here and admit that I've been on Twitter for 6 years. And I didn't know you could change it. I didn't know you could do it. Because I'm on, look, to be fair, all right, I'm on the iPhone. All right, I use the app. So it never gave me the option. So I just assumed, you know, I never bothered changing it. So, you know, yeah. Thank you to, who was it? Who helped me? I'm sorry, I just got to go through the memory bank. Biff Sweetwater, thank you. Thank you, good sir. Yeah, he basically just, 6 years, he broke it down into into one tweet. I just go here and here. I'm like, oh, okay. So there it is. Thank you so much. All right, I did it. I'm sorry, Miss Cleo. I know she gave me some shit too. She gave me hardcore shit about that. But there it is, at the Rain Man Pod. That's it. You'll find me there much easier. Now, let me break down. I said I was going to do this. Let me break down the whole origin of just 5-5 or Let's Go 5-5, all right? You know, back in the day when I first started, you know, smoking the reefer, you know, and it was garbage. You know, you buy Nicks, you know, they're $5 bags, of course. So eventually when that, you know, that shit doesn't, you know, work anymore. You start upgrading and, you know, you get the dimes and shit and whatnot. So, of course, me being a cheap fuck, me and my friend, we would never just buy our own bag. We would always go 5-5, you know, we always go half. So it would get to the point where whenever you would see me, whenever I would go down the block, whenever you would see me, you would just say, yo, 5-5, like that's automatic. So, yeah, 5-5, yeah, let's go 5-5. And it just kind of, you know, it stuck, all right? So that is where it came from, just, you know, a fucking pothead and whatnot. And just stuck with me on Xbox Live and forever. So I've always used that as a screen name or, you know, whatever. So, yeah, there it is. Nothing too elaborate, short, simple. But yes, the Rain Man Pod on Twitter now. Happy to say, I'm sorry it took so long. All right. Because I'm a fucking idiot. Okay, let's, how about we start the podcast? Listen, I will be the first to tell you that I am not the smartest man. if you listen to this podcast, you know that already. But I gotta say, I have to admit, I gotta pat myself on the back. I came up with, in my opinion, one of the greatest ideas of all time. And it's something, an idea ain't worth shit unless it can make money. I know this can make money. I know it can. I just need, I'm going to need a couple million. But okay, hold on. Let me explain to you how I even got this idea. And all this idea came in 5 minutes, okay? I saw one thing, and it just popped in my head. I'm watching this, it's like 4 in the morning. I'm watching these preachers, and it's, okay, again, it's a 4 in the morning preacher. So you already know what that means. He's a piece of shit, and he's just trying to get money. This one in particular was trying to get $1,000 for each pledge. And when people called and said, well, can I, you know, give $200 this month? Guess what he said? He said, no. You know why? When you give a little,
you get a little.
That's his actual quote, a preacher. Okay, so this guy's a piece of shit. But that's not where my idea comes from. As I'm watching this asshole, a commercial comes up, and it's a commercial for the Holy Land Experience. Have you ever heard of this place? No? Okay, listen. The Holy Land Experience is located, well, where else? It's in Florida. And it's not a theme park. Okay, it's what they call a biblical museum. I went to the website. It's basically, it's a theme park without the rides. Okay? They have, I'm looking at the website. I'm looking through the stuff that they have. They have something called a, basically, they have reenactments of, not reenactments. Well, they do have that, but they have like Jerusalem. Like they made a whole recreation of it on a small scale. They, like the Garden of Eden, they kind of made that. And then they have little sites and stuff. But they have things like the Testimony Cross. Now hear this out. It's a big-ass cross, all right? And what you do is they have paper, hammers, and nails. And what you do is you basically write, you know, if you have a prayer, a confession, a sin you may have committed, what you do is you write it on a piece of paper and you, nobody else, you physically nail it to this cross. So if you, let's say you cheated on your wife, you went on a business trip and you ended up spending your college, your kids' college fund on hookers and drugs, just write it on the piece of paper, nail it to the cross, you're good to go. They have, what else did they have there? They have shows. Have you ever been to Disney World? You know, in the middle of the park, like, you know, Mickey Mouse, they start dancing and singing and all that stuff. Well, they do that, but they reenact the whole crucifixion scene with choreographed dancing and singing, by the way. So, you know, you might be thinking, okay, you're about to watch, you know, one of the most horrific acts of torture known to man. You get that too. Because Jesus, he's all bloodied up, but they dance and sing and all that stuff. So you get that as well. All right. So for me, I'm a sucker for musicals. Anybody knows that, you know, I love, West Side Story, Grease and all that. So, you know, this is right up my alley. One of the reasons why I am going to this, but more on that later. And they just have just stuff like that, just shit like that to see. And it definitely, they have the whipping post. Hmm? Oh, this sounds like fun. They recreated where they, have you seen The Passion of the Christ? There's a scene in the movie, if you know nothing about religion, there's a scene in this movie where Jesus is just, they just beat the shit out of him for a half hour. And they recreated that whole area. So if you ever wanted to see where that took place, there you go. But one thing stuck out. There's one thing that stuck out to me, and it's they obviously have whoever's running this place. They obviously have a sense of humor. Cause guess what? The snack bar, the area where you eat, you know, and you buy your Pepsi and your chicken fingers and all that shit. Guess what it's called? Guess what the snack bar is called? The Last Snack. Do I have to explain the Last Snack? The Last Supper, do you get it? It's like almost a play on it, almost not really a pun, but you get the idea. All the sights and sounds that you get to see, they're all puns. So this person obviously has a sense of humor. So this is where my idea comes. Hear me out, all right? Now, first off, this place is making money, obviously. Listen, anything to do with God, it makes money, okay? So that's right off the bat, trust me, you're going to get paid off. All right? Now, hear me out. This place, this Holy Land place, $50 a ticket. All right? There's no rides. There's no rides. I got to just stress that out. Here's my plan. I feel like if you combined Jesus with rides, you get double the money. Hear me out. Noah's Ark Water Park. Did you hear me? Listen to me. You can have, you combined like a water park from White Waters, a zoo, and Jesus. Water rides, animals, and Jesus. You're telling me that's not going to make money. Just think White Waters. It's White Waters. In the middle, it's a big-ass boat. But it's like a water park. Have you been to White Waters, Six Flags? And they have all the little parks and kids, like monkey bars and all that stuff, and it's just water all over the place. It's the same shit. But in between, because, mind you, when Noah made the ark, it's a big fucking ark. So basically, the whole park is this big ark, all right? So you have like a water park in the middle. You have like a zoo on the side and all that. And it's all based on the Bible. I know I'm onto something. So basically, what this little section of the podcast was, I'm going to start a Kickstarter. I'm probably going to need a couple million to get this up and running. But I believe in my heart of hearts, the Noah's Ark Water Park will succeed and can succeed. Just contribute. I'll have it open in a couple of days, the Kickstarter. I think this could work, people. I really do. I really do. And then guess what? This just popped in my head just now. You know what you do? You know how White Waters or any of those water parks, they have like a big ass pool. And like every half hour, like the waves, like they start the wave. Like at first it's nice and calm, but then in like 30 minutes, you'll get like the waves and stuff. And that's when everybody wants to get in the water because it's fun. Like every, at Noah's Ark Water Park, like every 2-3 hours is like a big ass flood. I'm telling you, people. I'm telling you. I know this could work. So once again, I need to get that trademarked. Noah's Ark Water Park will be opening very soon, 2025. All right, I'm calling it right now. So if you want to contribute, by all means, let me know. Hit me up in my direct messages on Twitter. And yeah, I'm taking all donations, baby. So let's get this off the wall. Let's get this ball rolling, is what I'm trying to say. Fucking animals, a water park, and Jesus. I'm printing money. Hit me up, people, please. This could work. All right. So, once again, thank you. That was my idea. And all right, that's it. God bless. We got a brand new podcast. In the podcast party. I mean, as always, you go to fizzbutton.net, you know, and you click on that little thing, podcast party, and it has, you know, some great podcasts to listen to. But one of the new ones has just been added, Gloom Lake. Gloom Lake. It's like it's an old school audio drama set in the Wild West. Let me just say this, all right? This is only, they only got one episode in, all right? Only one episode in already. The production of this podcast is fantastic. Let me just say, no spoilers here on the show, but the show starts, like, these guys are in a cave, and you can hear their voices, like, echo off the walls. You hear, like, the water dripping in the background. Somebody gets stabbed, and you hear them, you hear the stabbing. You hear the knife going into the flesh. Oh, it's fantastic, all right? And also, one of the men working on this, Stan the Devil on Twitter. Good man. Follow him. Probably one of my favorite accounts to follow. So just a quick plug for him and for that podcast. Brand new member of the podcast party. Welcome. And as always, you can, you know, you go to fizzbutton.net and you got everything you need. You need your MMA news. You got the Don't Fake the Funk podcast. You want a young lady breaking down the universe to you. Then, of course, you have Talk to Cleo. And then you got, you know, me. Right? You know, I'm just there for some reason. I have no idea. But you also have, you know, oh man, I'm going off without my notes like an idiot. But of course, you also have Danny Pinn and the Pinpoint podcast. And I've been meaning to mention this. He has a podcast out. He has the Pinpoint out. But every Monday he has a Manson Mondays, where he talks about Charles Manson. I know nothing about Charles Manson. I didn't even know this guy was a fucking recording artist. I just thought he was some crazy fuck. So if you want to just something interesting to listen to, check that out, the Pinpoint Podcast. Charles Manson Mondays, I believe it's called. And give that a listen. Yeah, I knew nothing about this guy. I just thought he was some killer. He didn't kill nobody. And he was a recording artist? I didn't even know the guy made fucking music. I don't know. I know nothing about him. The swastika on the head is a, you know, that's a little bit questionable, I guess. But then, I don't know, it could be a butterfly. And the tattoo's just fading. He could have been going for, like, the Triforce from Legend of Zelda. I have no fucking clue. But I, you know what I do know? Fizzbind.net is the best place for all of your podcasting needs. Okay? Go there. Check it out. Thank me later. All right? Shout out to Nelson and Neil of the Nobodies Podcast. Make sure to give them a follow on Twitter. Subscribe to their podcast. I'll have links, you know. Description, you know, the usual, all right? But look, we got to get into this. For a couple of weeks now, I've been enjoying this show for, you know, months now, okay? But for a couple of weeks, I think they've been doing, like, reviews on songs. And, you know, they'll play a song, and while it's playing in the background, they'll give a quick review of it, you know, give you little, just little tidbits on the song and whatnot, what got involved in making it or whatever. And, excuse me, this episode in particular that I was listening to, it was a review on the song Coco by the rapper OT Genesis. The rapper's name is irrelevant right now because, I mean, it's a one-hit wonder. You just know about the fucking song Coco. And look, in my opinion, this song came out last year, October, I believe. The song is absolute dog shit, correct? Right? We can agree on that. There's a difference between a song that's good and a song that's just catchy. The song's catchy. It has a good beat. The hook, as retarded as it is, it's simple. It's easy to repeat. I'm in love with the Coco. It's perfect for the club, all right? Again, the whole lyrics and whatnot, the song is complete dog shit. And I'm going to get to the lyrics very quickly. But I'm listening to this song, and I can't help but think that, you know, there's got to be a household, a couple in America, who have no idea what this man is talking about. They probably know the Coco part, but there's words throughout the song, like little street slang that, you know, the average person who, you know, never spent, you know, any time in the streets, they probably don't know what the fuck it means, right? So, of course, me being the good Samaritan that I am, I've took it upon myself to basically, I'm going to go through the first verse of the song, and I'm just going to fill you in on what he's saying. I'm going to decipher the lyrics, if you will. Now, I'm basically doing what the hip-hop cops do in New York. Well, hold on. If you never heard of the hip-hop cops, they are a task force in New York City that focuses solely on rappers. I'm not making this shit up. This is another one of my conspiracy theories. No, the hip-hop cops exist, okay? And what they do is they're going to do what I'm about to do is they listen to songs, rap songs, like this one, and they get clues on any crimes involving the rappers. It's fucking true. They do it to this day. And that's why probably your favorite rapper is locked up right now, because of the hip-hop cops. So, and honestly, another reason is I can't stand a rapper that talks about stop snitching. They always say stop snitching, but and yet they make songs like this and they just snitch on themselves. So unfortunately, let's get this started. Little experiment we're going to do right here as I break down the song Coco for you. Here we go.
Hit my plug, that's my cholo. Cause he got it for the lolo.
Hit my plug, that's my cholo, because he's got it for the lolo. You know, when you read these lyrics, they sound more ridiculous when you actually hear them in a rap song. What that means is he has a Hispanic male connect where he gets his cocaine from, probably located in Cuba, and he has the coke for a very low price.
If you snitching, I go loco. Hey,
hit you with that 38. If you snitch and I go loco, hit you with that 38. If you tell anybody that I'm selling cocaine, I'm going to shoot you with my 38 caliber. Which is, you know, stupid. If you tell anyone I'm selling drugs, which, mind you, the lyric before that, he just admitted that he has cocaine. But this song, that lyric in particular is very clever. He says 38 in Spanish. Now, the reason he says that in Spanish is because if he were to have said that in English, you know, the radio stations, they would have bleeped out the number 38 because that's referring to a gun. Because God forbid you promote violence on the radio. Cocaine, cool. Violence, America has standards. But I just wanted to fill you in on that. 38, he said it in Spanish, is cool now. Niggas thinking that I'm solo. 50 deep, they like, oh no. Right here, he's bragging about how big his entourage is. He travels with an entourage of up to 50 individuals or more. Usually rappers, 50, a group like that, you have one weed man, you have one barber, you have about four cousins, and the rest are just hired goons. So the rapper looks intimidating on stage. 50 Cent made this popular. He would have a bunch of just muscled up dudes wearing G-Unit t-shirts standing around the stage, but, you know, in actuality, they were just hired security. Heard the fans taking photos. I know nothing but the popo. Okay, now that last line is just silly, but it's probably my favorite line in the whole song. Heard the feds taking photos. I know nothing. Fuck the popo. I don't know anything. I don't know nothing. But let me tell you something. If I'm the hip-hop cops and I listen to this song, you've told me everything. Okay? You told me the drugs you have on you. You told me the type of firearm you are carrying. And you told me the amount of people in your operation. And you did all this in just 1 minute. All right? So this is just a small example of why, you know, if you're a hardcore gangster rapper and you say stop snitching, first stop snitching on yourselves, okay? This concludes our little experiment here with, you know, rappers snitching on themselves. Once again, shout out to Nelson and Neil of the No Buddies podcast. Again, check out their podcast, follow on Twitter, and yeah, we'll end it at that. This week, I have another sneak peek of the podcast, Three Dickheads Playing Video Games. It's a podcast I was telling you about last week. It's a podcast I have now with me, Dirty Devo, and I Love Tater Tots, all from Twitter. And this is from episode 2. And this clip right here, one of my co-hosts, Dirty Devo, is telling us, he's telling both of us a story about the time he was in Washington, D.C., okay, he has no friends, no family in the area, and he's just trying to look for some weed, you know? He's trying to find some smoke. And just listen to how he finds it. And then also, keep your ears out, listen to my reaction when he tells me when this whole story takes place. All right, check it out.
I went into a 7-Eleven. On my way into a 7-Eleven, a very dark gentleman came up to me and he said, "Hey man, can you help me out?" And I said, "That depends.
No, I'm straight.
Can I help?" I said,
"Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry."
I said, "No." I said, "Well, it depends. Can you help me out?" And he's like, "What do you mean?" I was like,
wait, that's what you said? So yeah, I said, "That's sketchy for the black dude now."
Yeah. So I turned it sketchy on him.
That's brilliant.
So I said, "Well, it depends if you can help me." He goes, "Well, what do you mean?" And I said, "Well, I'm looking for some green." He goes, "I can help you. I can help that. I would do, help you out with that." And I was like, "All right, man." And I was like, "I'm more than happy to throw you some extra money." So then I did that.
You come off as a cool dude.
And he came into my car, like, he got in my car, and we started driving in this neighborhood, and I was like, "Oh my god, what the fuck am I doing
with this dude? What the fuck are you?" Okay, I'm sorry, fuck. apologize.
So he makes me. So we pull into this. It's a cul-de-sac, which everybody knows, like a dead end road. So I pull in this cul-de-sac, and he makes me pull in next to this garbage can and telephone pole. And he's like, "Get as close as you can." So I pull up as close as I can to the grass. And he's like, "I'll be right back." And he closes my door, and I lock the door as I'm just sitting there. And the whole time I'm panicking like crazy. I'm like, "What the fuck am I doing?" I was like, "Why am I even doing this?"
Weed.
Exactly.
I'm a fucking pothead, man.
And so he comes back in. He knocks on the window, and he's like, "I got it." And he hands me a handful of it, and it's garbage. It's complete shit weed. Yep. And he's like, he goes, "You didn't want any of the stuff that was laced with, you didn't want any of that wet, did you?" And I was like, "No."
Well, according to this shit, I think I probably should take my chance with this garbage.
Exactly. And he goes, "All right, cool. I didn't think you did." He goes, "Well, you want to take a drag of this joint? I got it wet." And I was like, "Nope, I'm all set." I was like,
"God."
He goes, "Will you drop me back off at that 7-Eleven?" I said, "More than happy." And I drove back and dropped him off. I talked to him, and he was cool. On the way back, we were talking, and I was like, "Dude, I should have you on my podcast." And then I almost gave him my hotel room stuff. And then I was like, no, I'll come by 7-Eleven in a few days and come pick you up and bring you to my room. And I was like, no, that's a bad idea.
Yeah,
bro.
This dude already seen I had a wad of cash. I threw him an extra $40 for giving me a 20 bag of pot.
Where are you guys at?
My goodness.
Oh, that was the shadiest shit ever, dude. And then afterwards, I smoked, which was garbage shit. I almost smoked the entire thing the first night.
Now, when exactly did this happen?
When?
Yeah.
This was in,
fuck.
November. Yeah. Oh, this was last year. I was a grown ass man. That's what made it even worse.
That is episode 40. That's it. This is the end of the episode. This is the part where I say goodbye. This is when I tell you to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, and now Spreaker. I'm up there. Well, I just put one episode there, see what it does. If it gets a couple of listens, then I'll just start doing it from now on. If I don't get shit, don't subscribe on Spreaker. Just keep doing it on iTunes. Follow me on Twitter at... I was about to say, let's go 5-5. Follow me on Twitter at The Rain Man Pod. Isn't that so much easier? The Rain Man Pod? Isn't it so much better than follow me on Twitter at let's go 5-5, the word 5, and then you put the number 5 at the end. Doesn't that, is, yeah, it just rolls off the tongue just so much easier. Oh, The Rain Man Pod. Right? Nice, simple. I know. I'm glad I thought of it. Shut up. Anyway, that's the episode. I told you to subscribe. I told you to follow. Continue listening, and that's it. That's all. That's all you got to do, really, right? Not asking for much. So, goodbye, my friends. All right, take care. Love you. Bye.
You, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. When people try to cheat you, man, at your money, I told you. You ain't let me teach you at your money, shit. Man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you out your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man, at Madison Square Garden. And I just came through and you said, yo.
son. You took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, cause they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the trees. But Ray, I'ma tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, cause it belongs to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? Thou travel as far as the dimension you can see. What you see, that's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat.